Minister Coveney, I met with him and discussed with him his proposals for the meetings that had taken place today in Dublin around the programme for government. I met him last week and had a discussion with him around that. I have a number of concerns, Catherine, in relation to just what could be achieved through these talks and whether there's any value in actually going down that road with them. I mean, the first item I brought up with Minister Coveney was the water tax and the abolition of water charges. Now, and he's been, and Fine Gael have been adamant that the water charge has to stay. And also then as well, and following on from the meeting, if you look at some of the actions that the government continues to take, for particularly in the last week or so, as your listeners would know, the Department of Social Protection is attempting to move people from who are in receipt of job seekers allowance from the post offices into the banks and into electronic payment. And this flies directly in the face of the post office working group report. The Fine Gael are saying one thing and doing the other at the moment, while they're also saying that they're having these negotiations about a new type of government and a new type of politics.
You are also claiming that Fine Gael's avoiding talking to Fianna Fáil, but Enda Kenny did confirm yesterday that he will work with Fianna Fáil to ensure a minority government is stable.
Yeah, well, that's almost, I mean, how long is it now since the election? Almost a month after the election. The first statement that is that he would look to work with Fianna Fáil. I think what has to happen here is, I mean, in reality, there is no difference between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They're two sides of the same coin. The only difference between them really is personalities.